starting your day the Rick and Lisa way.
Well, as you know, the Black Lives Matter protests have been really big in the news. It's not just a story in the United States. It's actually an international story where protests are happening. And, of course, certainly the recent death of George Floyd kind of spurred this. But the problem is systemic racism, which is worldwide, and racial injustice is a thing. And there's a movement underway, and we here at the Rick and Lisa Morning Show seek first to understand. I mean, this show stands for community, and justice starts in our community. And so we want to talk about it. We're not afraid to talk about this.
We are. So we knew that we didn't have necessarily enough to say about it. We don't know. We're learning as this goes along. So we thought we would contact a friend of ours. Her name is Maria Banks. She's the Truancy and Outreach Coordinator for the Chambersburg Area School District. I was thinking, I don't know how long we've known you, Maria. I know we've been crossing paths now for about 15 years at King Street Church, and we're so glad that you could agree to come on and talk about that this morning.
Yeah, first of all, I consider Maria a sister in Christ above all, and welcome to the show. And we want to learn a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for having me and for holding space for this opportunity.
Yeah. What or how are you feeling about what's happening right now in our world?
Again, Rick and Lisa, I just want to thank you for holding space and giving me, and I'm just one person, one voice, an opportunity to talk about this. But I have to share that although I'm one voice, I think about my son.
How old is he?
Who I call him my brown eyes. I think about him and want to hold space for him as well. But I also think about all the other brown and black skinned people in Chambersburg and in Franklin County and throughout our nation. Today, I'm feeling a bit emotional and a bit nervous. I can actually hear my heart beating. I have experienced many emotions, Rick and Lisa, from grief to anger to pain, confusion. I've never been here before. I've never experienced this at this level, this type of grieving and this type of pain. There have been, obviously, I have witnessed other protests, but this at this time in my life, this feels very, very different. So I'm hurting. When I can relate, when I can step outside of not being able to speak or not being able to breathe, I feel my grief, and it's paralyzing and it's frightening. It's very frightening.
So how has this affected you?
As I said, it's been paralyzing at times. How am I affected? On a personal level and a spiritual level, on a professional level, I have to be honest and be sincere and be real about what I'm feeling. I also have to look at what I don't know, what I've not learned about racial injustices and racial domination and racial subordination. And that's been difficult as well for me. And if I'm lacking that, I wonder about the rest of our community, our churches. I feel at times this feels very lonely. I don't know.
What kind of things
I'm
are you
wondering
seeing?
How I will, in thinking about it now, I wonder how I'll be perceived as someone in my community speaking up. However, this is my voice, this is my pain, this is my story, and I can only speak about my story.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage other people, when given the opportunity, to speak about their story and to share their story. So I can't, it's hard to kind of put it into words all of how this is affecting me, but I just, from a spiritual perspective, I want to stay faithful. I want to stay in lockstep with the Word, but I also want to be in lockstep with people in the Word, my brothers and sisters like you and Rick, who are willing to take a look at what this difficulty has caused for people of color.
So what kind of things have you witnessed? How long have you lived in Franklin County?
I first came to Chambersburg by way of the military. I was stationed at Letterkenny Army Depot back in 1985 when my son and I first moved here. So I've been here since then.
What kind of stuff have you witnessed ongoing?
I personally have experienced some not so obvious microaggressions, Rick and Lisa, where people have said to me, "Well, you don't sound black, you don't act black." I've obviously have experienced people not being willing to see me, not being willing to respect me and honor me. I've experienced people, white people, wanting to put me in places that makes them comfortable.
Such as?
I've experienced my son being mistreated. I've experienced my son also being put in his place. And that especially has been very difficult for me because as a parent, I want to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 35 years old now, and so he's an adult. But my heart is still for him and other black young men, brown-skinned young men, in our nation, but especially here in Chambersburg and Franklin County. He exists, he belongs, and I know for a lot of people and for a lot of structures and constructs that exist in Chambersburg and throughout that I don't fit in, that we don't fit in. But I know that I do belong. And that's what the Word tells me. And I stand firm in the Word. That the Bible, the truth, is my foundation. It's my conviction. And I stand firm in that Word. But I also want the Word, I want people of the Word to know that this is a soul issue for me. And this has to be a soul issue for other people of faith.
So what would you like to see come of this? What can the, you know, people here do to take steps?
Well, again, Rick and Lisa, I thank you all for giving me an opportunity and others an opportunity to tell our story. For me personally, it's been powerful to be a part of local organizations that want to stamp out and correct and dismantle racial subordination and racial domination. And so I want to give voice to them. I want to give, I want them to be recognized as well, because it's been difficult to be in Chambersburg wondering if I've over-accommodated, wondering if I've over-acclimated, and I never knew. I had a sense of obviously not fitting in. But as I said, we belong. We all belong here. And so the racial reconciliation of Franklin County, PA, has been a positive structure and a positive vessel for me to learn more about the lens that even I have seen racism and colorism and subordination, racial subordination and racial discrimination. It's given me an opportunity to see my single story and the responsibility that I have, even as a black woman, to acknowledge that I have a single story and that that single story can harm someone, even a black brother or sister, even a white brother or sister, a brown-skinned brother or sister. So it is my responsibility to sit in that and to acknowledge that, but I also want to encourage other people to be informed, to get educated about the Racial Reconciliation Committee here in Chambersburg and the Franklin County Coalition for Progress as well. I just wonder if maybe we're so stuck because we stopped looking at the values of people, because we stopped looking at people, and because maybe we just don't know how to do it. And that's not an excuse. Not knowing is not an excuse. Not knowing, I think, has been liberating and it's been freeing for me. But we can't hide. I can't hide behind not knowing. And so I just want to encourage your listeners to look at people, to hold space, look at people in their eyes, to hold space, and to consider the value and the heart of people that you know and people that you don't know, and to see this as a soul issue. This is a soul issue. For me, it's a soul issue, and it is a spiritual issue. So I just want to encourage us all to get educated. It's not just enough for black folks to get educated, but it's enough for all of us that live together to appreciate and to embrace mutual respect and mutual regard for everyone. Because when I look at you, Rick and Lisa, I see God. And that's what the word tells us, to respect and hold in high regard other people. And lastly, to fight for the space that we hold together, to fight for that, because you're worth it, and so am I.
It's true. These organizations of which you speak, do they have websites? Are we able to?
They do. They do. Again, it's Franklin County Coalition for Progress, and it's on Facebook, and then Racial Reconciliation Franklin County, PA. I was just in a Zoom session with them on Monday. Now everything is Zoom. We have a monthly meeting. Usually it's in the library at 12 o'clock on the first Monday of the month. However, we're Zooming now. So I would encourage people to take the time to pause and to see where you stand on this, see where your heart is, but to also look at other people and see where their hearts are as well, and just to look at each other in the eyes and don't forget love. I think that's at the center of all of this. Who do you love and who do you need to love?
Well, thank you for being on. I know it's tough for you this morning, I think you've done a lot here this morning. It's things that needed to be said, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick and Lisa. I appreciate it. God bless. Love you guys.
Love you. Maria Banks, truancy and outreach coordinator at Chambersburg Area School District. It's the Rick and Lisa Morning Show.